What did your wife call her best dishes?
Oh, what do you mean? The dishes or the cooking?
No, the plates and things. Oh. Did she have some special ones?
No, she just had the old ordinary old what we call dinnerware.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they had some good enough for anybody, I guess. They didn't kill us to eat out of. But she just called them chinaware or something mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah, that's what I wondered, if she called it china. When she washed it, or when you wash the dishes, do you put in your soap and your water? Do you have anything that you can wipe the plates with?
Yeah, I use rag to rub them and then take them out in that thing I was showing you about. She carried the clothes out in, and mm-hmm. drain off, and I dry them with another dry rag.
Mm-hmm.
I'm that old style.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I ain't able to afford a dishwasher like they've got now.
Mm-hmm. What did your wife call the thing that you used to dry them?
A dish towel.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes she'd call a dish towel or a drying rag. Let me get that dry rag if you want to help me.
Mm-hmm. Put you to work, huh? When you have a sink with running water, what do you turn on to get the water in?
Turn on my faucet.
And if you're going to attach the hose outside and water the garden, what do you turn on?
Well, you'd have to turn on another faucet or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have that. I've just got a sink in there and it ain't got the water connected. I pour it in there and use it and then pour out and let it run out.
Works fine, doesn't
it? Oh, yes. It answers my purpose.
When you were a kid, did you ever take those steel things off a barrel and roll them?
Them old barrel hooks?
Mm-hmm.
Not much, no. We rolled some old wagon tires or buggy tires or things like that.
Well, that's pretty elegant stuff. I see the tire, that's the steel part?
Yeah.
What does that fit on?
It fits on what we used to have, well, on a buggy or a wagon either, called the fellas.
Fellas, huh?
And them fellas fit on the spokes, and the spokes went in the hub,
mm-hmm.
and the hub, of course, went on the, there's a box, and then it did fit on the spindle on the axle.
Mm-hmm. And if your wheel squeaked, what did you do?
We greeted them.
And how'd you do that?
Well, we'd take that nut off on the outside and pull that wheel out of it and put that axle grease on it and go on about our business.
Don't get any on your hands.
Oh, no,
right?
No use in that. You have your paddle, you know, about so long, you mm-hmm. hold into that paddle. Oh, if you had to be pretty careful, all right, keep getting it on your hands, but you could do it. Or put on a pair of gloves. You didn't care for getting messed up.
Mm-hmm. When did you get your sugar in when you went to the store?
Well, we used to. It's a little different than now. We used to buy it. It'd come all together then in 100-pound sacks, you know. Well, it did once come in barrels. But it come in 100-pound sacks, but it didn't have them little sacks, you know, in them.
Mm-hmm.
They'd weigh it up to you. We bought most of ours with 100-pound sacks. Now and then they put 10 of them 10-pound sacks in a sack, you know, in a bag. They used to come in cloth bags, you know. Now mm-hmm. then they come in paper with 10 of them or 20 of them 5-pound bags in there. But they don't come in that big 100 pounds now, a lot of it. Them 5-pound, I think, is about 50 pounds.